Chapter 29. Archive. Dark Knight 89, of year 3349. Gronulf is in a deep and dreamless sleep. Suddenly the image of his father in uniform manifests itself in his consciousness.
"Alarm! Wake up!"
his father says, without moving a single muscle. This tells Gronulf that it is a general alert. Right now, the system transmitted this message into the mind of everyone on board, whether awake or asleep. This means it is very serious. Gronulf opens his eyes and jumps from his sleeping beam. He reaches for the weapon in his locker and runs into the corridor with his comrades.
"What happened?"
he asks the others, but nobody knows anything. Finally, there is an announcement.
"The life support system in Sector 132 has been deactivated."
A defect in the ship?
And they wake the entire crew for that?
A sense of agitation spreads. He can't be the only one who thinks this way.
"It is not a defect, as the diagnostic program has proven. Sector 132 was sealed off and no longer receives air. Your group is tasked with finding the cause."
This message obviously was sent directly to his company. His commanding officer is yelling something. The others run to their lockers to get oxygen masks. Gronulf follows them. Then they move through the ship on the double. All doors they pass have been locked.
"Stop!"
A large bulkhead looms in front of them. The company commander and two assistants try to convince the control system to open the door. The electronic system refuses to do so. Two of his comrades are sent to the workshop. They return with huge devices that Gronulf recognizes as blowtorches. The bulkhead starts to glow. It cannot withstand this heat. The blowtorches cut a rectangular opening. The company commander insists on pushing the cut part of the metal to the side himself. At that moment, another bulkhead slams down behind them. Behind the newly cut opening, there is a huge hall full of machinery and a vacuum. Why didn't the electronic system warn them of the danger? Gronulf reaches for his oxygen mask. The air pressure blows the surprised company commander through the hall and smashes him against an open airlock. The others watch it as if paralyzed. Gronulf sprints forward. The company commander landed on the airlock in such a way that he is sealing off the opening in the exterior wall through which air is sucked out of the room. Gronulf notices right away that this is saving everyone's life, and the company commander realizes it too. Gronulf must not free the commander from this position, but he holds an oxygen mask on the commander's stomach so that the Grosnov breathes through it. It takes a long time before help arrives, because the second bulkhead behind them also refuses to open. The company commander plugs the hole so well that the air pressure in Sector 132 is slowly recovering. The rear of his superior officer is exposed to the cold vacuum. In spite of it, he does not utter a sound. He is a good company commander.
"If he dies, he will die honorably," Gronulf thinks.
The helpers brought a special foil to seal the hole so that the company commander can finally leave the spot. The company commander survives. His rear eye is lost, and he cannot move his limbs as he used to, because a part of the thinking layer underneath his skin has been lost. Therefore, he can no longer lead the company. He suggests Gronulf, who saved his life with the oxygen mask, to become his successor. The problem in Sector 132, it turns out, was no defect. The omniscience pumped air out of the sector because there was nobody in it. Accordingly, the need for air had fallen to zero. The omniscience has matched requirement to reality. It refuses any communication concerning this issue.
Why were we not informed about these measures?
As the new commander of the affected unit, Gronulf is allowed to listen to the interrogation of the omniscience. He is not familiar with the knowledge scientists asking the questions.
"There was no need for it."
The voice of the omniscience sounds soft and natural, almost maternal.
"Lives were certainly endangered. The sector had been properly sealed off. Nobody was in danger. Company Commander Tumrir was severely injured. He illegally gained access. The bulkhead very clearly signaled that it was impossible to open. It was also considerably damaged during the illegal access.
The bulkhead is a thing, an object. If it receives the order to open, it has to follow it.
Due to the vacuum behind it, the bulkhead could endanger lives once it opened. Not endangering lives is among the highest priorities."
"Then it was a mistake to evacuate air from Sector 132.
"Efficiency is also one of my highest priorities. If we reduce the areas filled with air, we can reach our destination more efficiently. If Central Control had been informed about it, it could have reacted more appropriately. My efficiency estimate showed that it was not advisable to pass on that information. The process would have been unduly lengthened. The knowledge scientist is at his wit's end. Gronolf has never experienced anything like this. A scientist should always have an answer, just like a warrior should always have his weapon at the ready. It is even more shocking to him that the other members of the leadership don't seem to have any ideas either. The omniscience must be punished. Yet as a simple company commander, he has no right to propose solutions to generals, even if his father is among them.